Torah says in Shabbos, on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, 21b, has a debate between, well, before the debate, the Gemara tells us, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles? How many candles do we need to fulfill our obligation on Hanukkah? So the Gemara says, Ner Ish Ubeso. What are you looking up?
I'm going in my calendar.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to look for the date.
Right. So the Gemara says, Ner Ish Ubeso. One candle per household. If a person lit one candle every day of Hanukkah, they fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. The minimum obligation. If you lit, we'll see, we're going to light more, because that's the minimum, not the ideal.
Yeah.
But if one lit one candle every night of Hanukkah, you fulfill your mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. That's level number one.
Right.
But then the Gemara says level number two, Vaha Mahadrin, you want to do more than just the minimum. So what do you do? So let's say you have 10 people in your household, just making up the number. So then you light 10 candles every night. So if you want to fulfill level number one, the minimum, one candle every night. Mm-hmm. If you want to do Mahadrin, you want to do level two, you do 10 candles because there are 10 members in a family. If there are five, then five, whatever number it is.
Right.
And the third level, the Gemara says, Vamahadrim and a Mahadrin. The third level, that's the best of the best. So how many candles is there? So this seems to be a debate between how you learn the Gemara, between the Rambam Maimonides and the Bali Tosfos, the Tosfos. What do they actually say? Then we can explain the reason behind each one. So the Rambam writes, as we said, the number one is one candle per household. Number two is if you have 10 people in your household, so it's 10 candles every night of Hanukkah.
Right.
So he says, but if you want to do level number three, he says you add 10 candles every night. So you do 10, 20, 30, 40, and you end up on the eighth night of Hanukkah with 80 candles.
Wow.
That's a lot of candles. The more the merrier, according to the Rambam. And Tosfos, and that seems to be the practice of Ashkenaz, that we'll see if it will be or not. It will be kind of like the Rambam, but a little different, yeah.
How many days is it?
Hanukkah?
Is it eight?
Eight.
Yeah.
Right, so, and Tosfos says no. You know, if he agrees to level number one to the Rambam, Rambam goes in ascending order. You go either one candle is the minimum, the number of the people in your house, so we'll just call it 10. 10 the second level two. And level three is you go from 10 every day, you add 10 more, and you end up with 80. And Tosfos says, no, that's not the way you learn the Gemara. One and two he got right. But level three, see, the Rambam learned level three is going off level two. Tosfos says, no. Level three is going back to level one, meaning if number one means I light one candle every night of Hanukkah, so what does Mahajim and Ahajim mean? The best of the best, you know what it means? One night, one, second night, two, third night, you add one more candle every night.
Okay.
So it comes out, it's a fundamental debate between the Rambam and the Tosfos, whether what is the ideal way of lighting Hanukkah candles? Basically, if you live in a household of 10 people, what's the best way of doing things? Is it to light 80 candles or to light 8 candles? So again, we'll elaborate more, but the standard Ashkenaz practice is, we'll see, everybody lights their own menorah, so you might end up, we'll see, it's a little different than the Rambam. The Rambam says, the head of the household lights all of them, but that's not our practice. But let's just keep it simple now. So the number. So we generally follow the Rambam in terms of number. We assume all the people light candles and you end up with 80. And the minhag svard is no. It's one menorah in the household, and each day you add another candle.
Yeah.
So what's the issue here? Why does the Rambam say the best thing is to light 80? And why does Tosfos say the best, the optimal one? What's the pros and cons of each one? So the Gemara actually gives us two reasons for Beis Hillel, for two reasons for Beis Shammai. There's a debate in the Talmud between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Let's assume we light 8 candles. So according to Beis Shammai, the first night of Chanukah you light 8. Then you go down to 7. You go from 8 to 1, according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says you go from 1 to 8. Who do we follow?
We follow Hillel.
Correct. We follow Hillel. We go from 1 to 8.
Yes.
So the Gemara gives two reasons for each opinion. One opinion is you go by how many days left of Chanukah. That's Shammai. There are 8 days left. So I light 8 candles. The 7th day. And Beis Hillel goes by what day of Chanukah we're in. That's one debate.
Right.
And then why go up? Why go down? So Beis Shammai says you go down, because where else do we find you go down? By the holiday of Sukkot, when we had a temple, and we bring all the sacrifices. Sukkot is a universal holiday. We bring karbanos, sacrifices for the whole world. So therefore, what do? We go 13, 12, 11, we go down in descending order. So just like by Sukkot, we go in descending order, Beis Shammai says we go in descending order by Chanukah. We'll have to see what's the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. There is one, but we'll hold off on that for now. And Beis Hillel says the other reason is Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin. You go up in sanctity, you don't go down. So we always like moving upward, not downward. So therefore we always move up. So let's stick to Hillel, because we follow Hillel. So Beis Hillel says, either you go by what day of the week, what day of Chanukah it is, or do you go by, or Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin, you always go up. So that seems to be the debate here between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. In other words, which is the main reason? Which Beis Hillel gave us two reasons. Which is the main one? Which is the primary? So the Rambam writes that the primary reason is the more the merrier. Malin Bakod. So therefore, 10, 20, 40, 80. 80 candles is better than having 8.
Yeah.
So why does Tosfos say 8 is better than 80? In what world is 8 better than 80? He says, I'll tell you why. Because someone's walking by the street. Well, they're walking by here. 80 candles, wow, it's the 80th night of Chanukah, wow. They're not going to have an idea. They won't know what day of Chanukah it is.
Right.
But if you see 8 candles, 7 candles, 6, you'll know what day of Chanukah it is. So
right.
So it's more recognizable. See, the Rama would say, if someone's walking by on the street, if you see a lot of candles, it'll draw their attention, and then it's not important to know what night of Chanukah it is, as long as you know it's, I mean, when you're lighting candles, it's important to know, but for someone who's walking by, you know, just to publicize the miracle that it's Chanukah, so he thinks, you know, it's more attraction, you're drawing more attention. So therefore, that's the debate. Beis Hillel,
to do what? Upward?
Yeah, so that's the debate, whether you go with 80 or 8.
Yes.
If you go with 8, if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes.
Hello.
Perfect, thank you.
Oh, wow. You're a lifesaver.
Thank you very much.
So Beis Hillel says, so Tosfos says the best thing is 1, the first night, 2, the second, 3, everyone knows what night of Chanukah it is.
Right.
And but Maimonides says, as long as you want people to know it's Chanukah, so the more candles, the more the merrier, and therefore that's the ultimate mitzvah. So that's a debate. So today we do a compromise. Usually if people back in the day, they didn't have menorahs. They used to just like put up candles. So what we do is every person who lights put up their own menorah, so therefore it's recognizable. So if I see 10 menorahs with one candle in it,
yeah,
or with 8 candles, you know, I'll know it's the first night of Hanukkah anyway. But back in the day, they didn't have it. This one, and one last point, and why was Beis Shammai comparing Hanukkah to Sukkot? Like, I walk down the steps, therefore, when it comes to Hanukkah candles, I should go down, or I walk up to, like, what? It's a no-soap radio. It's a non-sequitur. What's the connection?
Right.
So the Sfas Em, as others point out, no, we find connections between Sukkot and Hanukkah. What do we find? There's a halacha by Sukkah. The Sukkah can't be more than 20 amos high. In other words, it can't be too high, because you want it, when a person walks by, you want them to be able to see the schach, the top of the Sukkah. And remember, the miracle that God took us out of Mitzrayim, we were traveling in the desert for 40 years.
Yeah.
So if it's too high, a person's not going to look that high.
Uh-huh.
So too, we have the same halacha by Hanukkah. You can't light a Hanukkah candle more than 20 amas high. Let me point out, that's off the ground you're on. If you live on in a skyscraper and you're in the penthouse, that's okay. It can't be more than 20 amos off the ground. Not from outside. From where?
Oh, why is 20 amos?
Good question. We'll call it like maybe 80 feet or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's assume an amos is 4 feet. You know, you get into different discussions.
Yeah.
You know, how long, you know, the Chazon Ish's size, Rav Chaim Noya. So either way, just for simplicity purposes that way. So therefore, that's one connection. Another connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot is outside. Where is the Sukkah? Outside. So even though we light candles inside, back in the days of the Gemara, they lit it outside their doorpost across from the mezuzah.
Right.
So that also has outside. So and there are other reasons, but there is a connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot. That's therefore Beis Shammai says you go down. To summarize, we have level number one, you light one candle any night of Hanukkah, no one can take the mitzvah away from you.
Right.
If you want to do level number two, the second best, the next best thing is you light, if you have 10 people in your home, you light 10 candles every night.
Right.
So therefore on the eighth night, you also only have 10. But if you want to do the best of the best, so that's a debate between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam would say you do 10, 20, 30, 80. Well, that's within Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you do 80 and you end up with 10 at the end. And according to Tosfos, who the Svardim follow, one menorah, so therefore they would, according to Beis Hillel, you go from 1 to 8. The Beis Shammai is 8-1, and the issue is what's a bigger, everyone's looking to publicize the miracle. So Rambam says the more candles will attract their attention, and as long as they know it's Hanukkah, then they'll find out, okay, what day is it, how many candles? And Tosfos says no, it's not enough to know it's Hanukkah, it's important to be clear what day of Hanukkah. It's part of the Presuming Nisa, is to know what day. Therefore, we only light one menorah, and we just, or we only light one candle, and we add a candle a day. So that's the basic debate in the Gemara and Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We have the next couple of weeks to continue on our classes on Hanukkah.
I really appreciate